Hello. I hope that after taking a potion of coffee, we will find strength to reach the end of our presentation. My name is Darek. I'm data platform engineer, mainly interested in architecture of our data platform and whole processes related with them. Previously, I was a solution architect involved in implementation of service-oriented architecture in our platform. This is Marek. Marek is also data platform engineer and is involved in development and maintenance of our big data stack. Okay. Today we want to share with you our experience in building fast and robust environment for all data consumers in our company, using Presto, of course. By the way, we want to share our observations about our way to data-driven company and hope that you will find something interesting for you. There are main topics which we want to cover on that that presentation. So for those who didn't know Central Eastern Europe e-commerce business, there will be some facts about Allegro, our company. Also, we want to share some technical history of our platform. I think that it will give you better understanding of our way to current architecture stack. For those who didn't know what is Presto, Marek will give some overview about that technology. Of course, we will share with you our lessons learned from Presto implementation in our stack, in our environment. And finally, why we think that Presto could be Swiss knife in a data computation world. Of course, there will be some time for questions, maybe answers. Okay, so let's start. Firstly, some facts about our business. So, what is Allegro? Someone know what's Allegro? I think that guy's from Poland only. Okay, so Allegro is the most popular shopping destination in Poland, with about 40 million users monthly and over 750 thousand transactions and items sold on the platform every day. We are most of all marketplace where companies can sell their products, but auctions are available as well on our platform. In 2015, we start our own e-tail operations. And they are constantly growing, adding more complexity and scale to our platform. Also, Allegro is getting more and more mobile. It is a very important part of our users. For now, we have over 47 million mobile searches every month and over 150,000 items which we sold on mobile platforms. Of course, making a site like that requires also a lot of engineering, so we learn and adopt new technologies. Almost half of our 1,000 IT employees. Employees are IT workers, like software engineers, data engineers, hardware engineers, analytics, etc. We aren't as well known on open source world like Netflix, probably Facebook, or LinkedIn, for example. But we are also strongly contributing to open source world. We have some products on our GitHub profile, For example, one of them is Hermes, which is an asynchronous message broker built on top of Kafka, which is heavily used in our environment to integrate microservices. Also, you can find the VAS, Varnish as a Service, which enables you to manage clusters of Varnish servers from one place using UI interface or REST API. Another, I think, very interesting kind of piece of software is RALF, which is an asset management tool for data centers and back office. Of course, we are also contributing to Hadoop Stack, but that are quite often patches to Hadoop Core, yes, Hive, Hue, etc. Okay, our platform history. Previously, our platform was developed in PHP with data store based on some, I think, well-known BigQL platform provider, beginning from O. After some time, that architecture showed some limitations, like low speed of development or high complexity of code. We have some strong addiction from mentioned database. We had also a lot of logic on that database side. So we decided to rebuild our platform and service-oriented architecture design to cope with that problems. Of course, when you have quite old platform, it isn't too easy to move that way. We struggle with some problems with lack of data structures and service-oriented architecture messages or contracts between producers and consumers of events. But I think for now we are finished with refactoring that our platform, and also we cope with mentioned problems. Okay, so of course the changes have also strong consequences in the way how we are working with our data. Relational data, relational model of our database works perfectly with data mat and start schema approach, but service-oriented architecture approach gives us a lot of distributed database engines like Cassandra, MongoDB, etc., which of course shouldn't be touched or viewed for an analytical purpose, yes, that are only private data stores for microservices. Additionally, Lambda architecture gives us different possibilities, but also challenges with way how we work with data. So there are problems like service level agreement for data, yes, which are flowing through your ecosystem, yes. There are some kinds of problems with validation that you are using valid data for your valid problem, yes. So that is another part of our interesting. Okay. Main change in the way how we work is access to data for every member of our company. Earlier, that was scope of BI team, which was specialized, which still is specialized in building reports, analysis, etc. And also data warehouse team, which was building our structures of data which were using by BI team. But of course that wasn't scalable in such large SaaS company. So you want to vary from developer to some business owners have possibility to work with data. Also, old SQL stack didn't fit to our current needs. Mainly for ad hoc queries, we are using Exadata. But there was some time when we were moving from old stack to the new SOA stack. We have situation when we were moving data from Hadoop to Exadata only for making some ad hoc queries. So that was short story how we find in current place. What about computation stack? Firstly, maybe let's look what kind of data sources we have in our stack and how data flow looks in general. So generally we have two main sources of data. That are backend events which are flowing from our microservices, and second one are front-end events, clickstream, which are flowing from actions triggered by browsers or mobile apps. Both of that events go to our message brokers, that is Hermes, and also Kafka. Hermes is responsible, as I said before, for events which are generated by by microservices, and Kafka is mainly used to store clickstream. Of course, finally, both types of events are going to HDFS. For now we are using Kami, but for now we are in transition to Goblin solution, because Kami is a piece of very old and not developing for now software. Okay. How looks our data computation stack? Maybe only a few words, because probably for that topic it isn't quite interesting, but to have overview for that. Of course, very very important part of our computation stack are still MapReduce jobs running on our cluster. Also, another important part of our stack are SQL engines. To that time, that was Hive on Pers, Hive on MapReduce, PackSQL also, and from few months it is also Presto. What else? Of course. A very important part of our ecosystem and computation stack is Spark, also powered with JuPyter. Its popularity in our environment is rapidly growing for now. Of course, we are giving JDBC endpoints for interested users. Of course, we have OLAP cubes, which are powered by Druid in our environment. And another part related with data governance processes and workspace for analytics is Alations, which is a commerce solution. Any questions, maybe, related to that graph? Okay. For now, we have two clusters. One of them is used, DC1, is used mainly for MapReduce jobs, etc. And the second one is used for real-time queries, for now mainly for Presto. What kind of data flow we have there? So, some parts of data are directly flowing to both clusters from our publish subscribe message bus, And we have some part of data which are replicated from DC1 to DC2, thanks to Rear, and thanks guys from ENG for hint related with Rear half year ago in Sevilla. So for now it is for us production solution. Okay. What if the Texa data? 2 years ago, we made some tests in Hackathon Formula to check if solutions like Impala, Presto, Drill, Hive will cover our needs. Unfortunately, any of tested solutions have some problems, and like, for example, lack of security clusters in Presto. So for that time, we decided to stay with Hive. But our migration process from old platform to service-oriented architecture was still moving. So for now we have strong need to execute near real-time SQL queries still, of course, and Exadata wasn't fit for that. So we decided to give another chance to that solution which we tested before. So we make another iteration of research to find some solution which could replace Exadata. Here you see our wish list of functionalities, which isn't long, but probably quite demanding. So mainly we want that solution which we will choose have low entry threshold for our users. That are things like ANSI SQL. So if you are working on Exadata, yes, you didn't need to learn another dialect for SQL. Of course, JDBC interface will be very important for us because some, for example, analytics are working with data grip, etc. tools. Another part, legible documentation. It is something what in open source solutions and software is very rare, I think. Another part important for us, predefined user-defined functions, also quite often used by our users. And what I think is important for us, that our users didn't need special knowledge related with queries construction, yes, because they didn't need to know that execution engine is running on some machines, yes, have some optimizers, etc., etc. But he wants to open his console, yes, execute query, and he got some results. Of course, we were looking for project with solid community. And of course, that should work with secured cluster. As we suspect, Presto was solutions which have all needed features, and Marek will cover some details about that.
Okay, thank you, Marek. So, what is Presto in this tool? What's from Presto documentation is everything wrote. So, Presto is an open source distributed SQL query engine for running interactive data analytics queries against data sources of all sizes, ranging from gigabytes to petabytes. And Presto was designed and written from the ground up to interactive analytics and approaches the speed of commercial data warehouses by scaling to the size of organizations like Facebook or we. who is using the Presto naturally in Facebook, which start developing this SQL engine. Additionally, many of leading internet companies like Netflix, Uber, Airbnb, Dropbox, and of course our company. In Tuesday, that was a great presentation about Presto, in detail how it works, and about the new packet reader optimization. Here we have the general architecture of Presto. And as you see, the main components are Presto Coordinator and Presto Workers. Additionally, we use HDFS, where we start the data and the workers from with the data, and we use Hive Metastore from where Coordinator can read metadata information about to know about where the data are stored and how they organized. And applications connects via CLI or JDBC or the JDBC drivers to the Coordinator and run the queries. Here we present all of the Presto connectors. As you can see, there is many of them. In our company, we use Hive with a security cluster, Kafka connector to query straight from our message bus from Kafka, and Nginx to get the metrics to get information about how the cluster looks like. Presto supports many of data formats, which are the text, Avro, sequence file, RC file, org, Parquet. At the start, at first, Presto support with the columnar formats only org, and in later releases they start to support Parquet, which we strongly use, especially when Presto released new Parquet reader, which have a great performance. And we are also using text formats mostly for JSON files like logs, Avro, and org files. On this slide, we present user interface of cluster overview, where you can see how actual cluster looks like. You can view how many queries is actually running, how many is in queue, many other informations. You have got information who running job, how long, and how many resources they consume, and you can get history of all queries and execution plans. You can click the specified query and get more information about it. Of course, you can get all of this information by Nginx. Okay, and now we will show you what our journey to production environment looked like. At first, we decide to start with our working skeleton cluster, just like another production solution, with our standards, which are right configuration in Puppet, and describe infrastructure as a code in Terraform. And this decision made it easier for us for later launch the production environment, because we can launch new environments within few minutes. Next step was to gather the persons who will be use this solution. Main early adopters was analytics, data scientists, and female people who are working or on data which we collect. Thanks to these people, we had fast feedback what problems they have, what queries they run, on which data they working every day. And because our team who maintains these solutions live in another city than our early adopters, We went to work with them for one or two days, and we tried to resolve their problems together. Okay, the next step. We met with developers from Teradata, which working in Poland too. Teradata is the company which have their solution on Hadoop, investing in only release of Presto, which is a few versions behind the main open source release from Facebook. But everything they developed is merged to the main release. We decide to choose the Teradata release in December or February, yeah. Because they additionally offer the enterprise JDBC and OGDBC drivers, and additionally they have already developed LDAP support for LDAP authentication. Actually, this features is matched to the main release. These drivers isn't open sourced, but everyone can use them in the production. But the drivers works only with the Teradata version of Presto. So if you need to choose to get these drivers, you must use the Teradata version of Presto. And in this meeting, we also got answers for about best practices of configuration, tuning, and using the Presto. The next step, thanks to these great drivers, we can connect our main platform for analysts to use SQL engines, which is Alation. And the next analyst tools is Tableau, and Tableau is connected with ODBC drivers to our cluster. In the first iteration, we connect Alation and Tableau to our cluster without any security enabled, because we wanted to quickly deliver the test, these tools with Presto, and everything was going works okay. And now, when we had operation solution for our early adopters and resolved them mainly problems, problematic issues, then we could to configure the and test cluster with the security mode enabled. So we integrate coordinator of Presto with our Active Directory servers and secure coordinator by HTTPS protocol. And this step is not too hard to achieve that, and we can go to the next step, which is to collect all the metrics and present them. We use JMX Trans to collect the metrics from JMX interface of Presto and send them to the Graphite. In Grafana, we create many of dashboards to present all of important information about the cluster. And from Graphite, we also get information about state of cluster to monitoring and triggering alerts when something is wrong. And we pay special attention on GCs. So when the full GCs is occurs, we treat it as a failure. So that's a quite
good practice.
Yeah, thanks. And good monitoring give us some answers and hints for problems we had, and we could to solve them faster. So we had to tackle all reported from our adopters and observers problems and resolve them. And we pay attention to understand how each component of Presto works. Thanks to that, we could tune each of component not at random, but with a sense of what are we doing. And what the consequences were? So it was a time to prepare some SLA document and monitor them, to get contract with our users, thus our platform meets requirements. In this step, we had a production like environment completed, but this is not the end of our story. Next, what we has to prepare trainings for our clients. I mean our employers. To this day, I think we trained about 100 or more people to use this solution. And many of them, as we observe, is using this solution every day for their work. And we are also preparing training for new employees in our company, which we call onboarding trainings. Because we think everyone of the employers should have access to the data and knowledge to use the data we are collect. Okay, subject of today's presentation is Presto Swiss Army SQL Knife on Hadoop. How do you mean by the concept? At first, business dimension. We can resolve many of business cases with this solution, from looking for trace ID of our customers, reports for business, too much complicated cases like creating user profiles of our platform or do recommendation for our customers. Second dimension is as fast as fail. Thanks to Presto, users can fast prototype their queries. By using limits in subselects, this is quite good. They don't must wait minutes or hours for batch query, like in Hive or Spark jobs. Thanks to Presto, we save a lot of time to queries to analyze, to prototype the queries, and get answers for our business. And additionally, the third dimension is flexibility of the solution. We mean here, through the proper configuration, we can tailor the solution well under our needs. In the first premise, we wanted to solve only fast SQL cases, but after we learned about how it works, and by correctly configuration and tuning, now we can use the Presto for more complicated cases that we set up to several hours before. Okay, and the end, some lesson learned in this journey we have got. At first, engage users straight from the start from the project. Next, be in touch with developers in the community. Pay attention for data formats on which you work. We have the case where the prices were stored in string. This means this is not too fast to query on the data. Next, monitor all metrics. They can give you the answer for problems you may have. Test every format you use. We had problems after upgrade the Presto to the next release with Avro, and had problems in new Parquet Reader, and we had to contribute some patches to resolve these problems.
Because Avro is our format used in communication, because in between microservices, so we are storing our raw data going through from microservices on HDFS in Avro format. So that is the place when you can execute some queries on quite raw data. Yeah. So Avro is important for us, and we have some problems with that, but that are solved and belong to Metastore. Yep. And Parquet is format used for analytical purposes when we made some aggregates, etc. So we work on Parquet, which is quite better performing from Avro, of course.
Okay, the next lesson is read the source code. there is much more than in the documentation. When we read the code, we can understand how the things works. Test Unicops and don't worry about that. Choose right version for you. There's, as I said, there's two versions, Teradata and main open source. We choose Teradata because due to availability of ODBC and JDBC enterprise drivers and the lack of support of LDAP authentication in Facebook release. But we don't have new features from main release like Lambdas, etc. But this is okay for us. Don't trust benchmarks. This is very important. Try tests on your cases, your data, your formats. Try to migrate data to another format. We recommend the Parquet or org. Currently, Presto haven't cost-based optimizer. And benchmarks from the internet on the conferences show, for example, Hive to have a greater performance. But according to us, it isn't true in every cases. And the CBO will be developed soon, I think, in next month. So then when we see did Hive is better or not. So if you decide to use Presto, have a great journey like we are. And this is the all of what we prepare for you. On the slide you have contacts to us and to our links of our company where we share the technology information. And now we have some time for questions if you have any.
And if I could conclude that what was great for us after 2 weeks from start to some development under Presto, yes, after 2 weeks we have quite a stable solution which could run and was appropriate for many, many users. So I think it is big power of Presto. Thank you.
Alation and Tableau needs Alation is JDBC drivers. So we use Teradata. You can use the native JDBC drivers, but Tableau can only connect with ODBC drivers. So we choose Teradata. And the metrics which you are asking is this point. We collect all the metrics from the Presto cluster. How many nodes in cluster there are? Is there any GCs? How memory is used, and etc. And then we can got the answers when someone run the query and something's wrong. So we enabled the JMX connector and get all of the metrics. We are JMX trans to graphite. Oh, we got some gifts for questions. So, what's your name?
Did you say in the talk that you said you have some benchmarks?
Yeah.
Are they going to be available?
I think you must benchmark on your data, on your cases. I have been on many conferences and wow, this solution is great.
Yes, this simply the first example, last presentation related to Presto on Tuesday, yes, provided by Uber. They are using data which are very, very deeply
nested.
Nested, yes. So this very different situation, for example, for us, which we have quite flat, yes, data structures.
So you must test it out on your data to benchmark to another solution. In our cases, this is the best solution, and everyone analytics, wow, that's in Hive, we cannot do that.
Sorry? Are you using a lot of different data sources?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually okay.
And additionally, we can run the. We have two data centers, and we can run the query on the Presto from the DC where the Presto cluster is running, but asking for the data from another DC. Yeah, you can choose the sources everywhere you want. It's the connectors from Kafka, straight from MessageBus, from manager HDFS, another DC, another cluster.
And no customization?
Yeah. This is of course, the performance of this query are slower, but you can do that.
It's often important when you are prototyping some kind of features, yeah? So you are using a lot of sources, yes. So you could decide later to make some aggregates in Packer, yeah, to use them later for your purpose, yes. But at start, it's very easy to test on all that sources. Yeah?
Additionally, also in the another solution to limits after subselects, when somebody in this query here. In seconds, get the 5, 6, 7, 10 of results from sub query.
Mm-hmm. So
that is not possible in Hive, Impala, and the other SQL engines.
You are running query, going to coffee, and,
and back into the query was failed.
How you manage the resource allocation per query basis? Or do you prevent that single query will consume the whole resources?
I don't know what to do that.
For now, we are using Presto have also something called user groups, yes?
Yeah.
And queues.
Yeah, queues. There are also queues when we can do that group of users and run that query and allocate that limit of memory.
You can limit limit of memory, you can limit number of queries also for that group of users. So for now, this is
quite enough for us. But as I know, there are developed some more correct like Yarn queues.
Is it stable feature?
Yeah. We as we start, we use it. That's okay. No problem. We observed.
I think that we will still be with Presto, yes. Feedback from our users for us, moving that was good, quite good decision. Marek said that you go when you are running some queries on Hive, yes. So of course, when you are moving from Hive to Presto, it's working great, but. Also, we have a lot of users which previously was working on Exadata, so we have under the hood Oracle Engine, and it's also working very, very impressive for them. In situations when you have to query on large data sets, yes? So, for now, Presto is winner for us. Of course, that's problem when you make some tests for the solutions, yes, like Impala, etc. So as we was testing Presto 2 years ago, and the lack of some features, yes. So for now, if we haven't another test, yes, we could say no, Presto is blah and not working for us, yes. But so maybe that will change in some new feature, yes. Yes, our users are creating temporary tables in Presto. For us, it is for now quite maybe not a problem, but as I said before, we have two clusters and two data centers. So we are moving data from one DC to second one. So that temporary tables are really temporary for that users. Yes. So, but they are working on that.
And there's one problem. When in the first our main data center, someone create views in Hive. Mm-hmm. This is not compatibility in Presto views. So when data moved to the another DC, when the Presto is, somebody select from the view, and sorry, this is not compatible. We must delay this view in the second data center and create view which is compatible by Presto.
Yes. So for example, our data warehouse team, which is creating some aggregated tables and views on them, they are populating them separately on Presto. Sorry?
You use Hive?
Hive for security, with secret mode.
Did you try to use the Raptor plugin?
What's my problem? I don't know. No. Oh, thank you one more time for your attention.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.